All right, so why are we talking about this? We talked about the concept of the body. 1 Corinthians 12. Are we up there? Awesome. 1 Corinthians 12, 14 through 20. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot says, because I'm not a hand, I'm not a part of the body, is it not for this reason any the less part of a body? And if the ear says, because I'm not an eye, I'm not a part of the body, is it not for this reason any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were a hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body just as he desired. If they were all one member, where would the body be? But now there are many members, but one body. And that is in relationship to us, the church. Everybody's been placed in a certain spot. Now, we talked about the D, I, C, and S, the different personalities. Many of you have taken that personality profile. And we're going to go through and kind of just raise, well, we can't do that just yet because you're still raising your hands to get the profile. How many do we, are we going to have enough? Okay. All right, I guesstimated incorrectly as to how many we're going to not. Okay, we're out. All right, they are available for download. If you have your a smartphone, you can go on to the website and look on the website. I'm sorry? You could go make some copies. So what about 10 more would do us? Okay. All right. I want to briefly go look into what the benefit of each, or the value to the body that each represents. Because some of you are saying, well, I read the characteristics, I read the general concept of what my personality said I was, and I didn't really like it. And, you know, that's fine. And again, you may have several personality profile letters that are high, and they all kind of blend together to who you are. You may be just one that just peaks. Everybody's different. And again, you may be a blending of some of these. But here's the D's. The D's are good at overcoming obstacles, seeing the big picture, okay? These are some qualities that the D's possess. How many D's do we have in here that took the test? Okay? Just to let you know, there are fewer D's of any of the personalities. There are fewer D's. They're the most, I guess they would say, the elite group of personalities. But we need them. Can you see why we need D's? We need the D's, all right? D's are autocratic managers who are great in a crisis. D's are great in times of crisis. D's may ignore potential risks and not weigh the pros and cons. They may consider their opinions. And so anyway, there are a lot of good aspects that the D's bring to the table that you'll see very quickly that other ones wouldn't even think about. Looking at the eyes. Eyes are good at speaking persuasively, responding well to surprises, okay? You can see, I'm not going to read all of these. You guys can read. But here are the eyes. Again, eyes, I should say eyes may lose concentration, interrupt, and miss. I miswrote that. I'm an S. I don't pay attention to details, and you'll see that in just a minute, okay? I threw that in there on purpose. But you see that where the eyes are going to be in relationship to this. And again, the D's in the eyes are going to be more extrovert. Remember we talked about that last time, in general. And the C and the S are going to be more introvert in general. And then the I and the S's are going to be more people-oriented, where the D and the C's are going to be more task and objective-oriented. Just to give you a brief generality of these things. And then looking at the S's. S's are good at showing sincerity, being even-tempered, emphasizing loyalty. S's are participative managers who accomplish goals through personal relationships. They want to make sure everybody's involved, everybody has their fair share. S's may be openly agreeable, but inwardly unyielding. So we're really good at being passive-aggressive, just so you know. You are forewarned. So anyway, those are the... And again, S's and I's are going to be more... there's going to be more of us, okay? So we will overcome. All right. There's more S's and I's than there are C's and D's. And then looking at the C's. C's are good at working systematically. They're the guys that are really good at you give them a task. They're programmers. They're people that are really good at working with. C's may become overly cautious and conservative. Caesar do-it-yourself managers who create and maintain systems. They don't outsource very well necessarily, but are very systematic. The C's in the room right now will be analyzing my slides and notice when things are slightly askew. So, you know, and that's just how C's are. So, do we see where everybody has a part in the body? Can we see where how we all fit together? Now, as I mentioned before, there's the positive side of every one of these, and then there's the side when you're, you know, a little hungry or something, you kind of, the other side of you comes out. Does that make sense? And we need to be working on the positive sides and working towards polishing the different areas in our lives and kind of trying to stay away from the bad sides or the fleshly sides of these different attributes. Because the C's, in this case, can... we'll get to that later on. I'm getting ahead of myself. All right. Communication style. Have you ever been in a conversation with somebody and you're trying to say the same things, but it's just not... it's not working. It's not mashing up. Have you ever been that way before? Perhaps with a loved one, you're trying to have a genuine conversation and you seem at an impasse. Why aren't we communicating? Because we communicate different sometimes. Some of the words, key words that we would key in on, the other person may not be keying in on. So looking here, the D's speak open and freely. They're not concerned that the words that they're saying are hitting you right between the eyes. Okay, they're not concerned about the emotional impact that their words are carrying. They're just trying to communicate an idea or a thought in general. Do you understand what I'm saying? So whereas the eyes are going to be more enthusiastic. I worked with a really high eye, and every time she'd send an email or a text, it had like 5 exclamation points behind it. You know, she was just super enthusiastic. She overused the exclamation point. Some of you who are high eyes are going to be quick to go to the emojis, okay, when you're texting and that kind of stuff. Because you're just, wow, everything's epic, okay? That's going to be a high I. S's are quiet, seldom initiates conversation. C's hesitate to talk until he or she has thought it out or precisely what to say. So those are different ways of communicating. And so where a D is like, bam, 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 the S is like, oh, you're hitting me with those words. Those are too harsh. You see how that could be, how those would or would not interact well. So what does that mean? We need to be considerate of how other people communicate and, you know, make sure that we're using the right words. If S's are trying to use feelings to communicate to a D is probably going to ignore them because they don't communicate that way, all right? That's just not how they're going to be able to communicate. Any questions, comments? Okay. Again, we have tons of stuff to go through, and if y'all have a question or anything, just raise your hand. Yes, you can. And that's where I'm S-I-C. So that's my number one is S, my second is an I. That's why I can stand before you, because I have some I in me. And I can get some things done every once in a while because there's a little bit of C in there. You're not just one. You can be just one and the rest very low. On that line, you see that kind of dotted line. If that attribute or an attribute is not above that dotted line, then that is not really a huge factor in your personality. Like my D is like way down on the bottom. It's not even really, not even there really. Yes, all of those kind of come together into what is your personality. Does that make sense? So again, when you're reading this information, you may be a combination of a couple of these. Okay. And again, these are generalities for you to get the information to kind of self-diagnose. I'm not a counselor. I'm not somebody who would be licensed to say you're a psychopath or something. I'm just here to give you information, okay? What you're seeing here, motivation. For the D, action and challenge. For the I, recognition and approval. For the S, relationships. And for the C, protection and security. Okay, you see these are sources for motivation, for the different attributes. Leadership style. How many of you work with these different characters? All right. Have you noticed these different leadership styles in people? Some people are very, you know, this is how it's going to be. It's my way, and this is the way it's going to go. And if it's any other way, it's not right. There are others who want to be more democratic and involve other people. Some people, it's very hard for them to lead. And if they're leading, then it's kind of hard to see the leadership. So these all play a part in a leadership style. Some of these are not as equipped to lead as others would be. And again, that's why D's are very good in leadership roles. Following style. How many of you thought about that before? How do I follow? The D's are going to respect strong leaders. I's are going to follow with their heart. S's aren't going to make quick decisions about it. They like leaders who are understanding and gentle. And C's are going to analyze every single decision you make as a leader to make sure it's the right one. Does that make sense? And as you go through these, you're kind of starting to see how they interact, how they work together, their strengths, and you kind of see your style. And again, we need to pay attention to these, because in the church, when we work together, sometimes we're put into a leadership role, and we're not necessarily a good leader, but we have people in our groups that we can utilize who would be, or vice versa. And we have different following styles. And so if you have somebody who is analyzing every single decision you make, they may be a high C and they just need that information. And if you have somebody that comes up to you and the first thing out of their mouth is, I feel, then they may be on the I or S side of things. And so that's going to play a part in following and leadership roles. Emotional needs. This is, again, some of the D's in the room are like, oh, this is so sticky and gross to even talk about this. Some people don't like talking about emotional needs. That's a time to turn things off. But these are all different aspects of us. So as far as a D, they want, it's about quantity of work, okay? For an I, it's wants to be shown appreciation for who they are as a person. S's want respect and feelings of self-worth, and C's like order and sensitivity, okay? And make sure everything makes sense. Now, think about these in relationship to your relationships with people around you. If you know that these are the people that are around you, if you know where your children are as far as what personality trait is their highest personality trait, this is going to be something that's important to key into. About what are their emotional needs. How I don't parent my children exactly the way I want, necessarily, or how I want to communicate. And we'll see that in just a second. Any questions about that? All right. Greatest fears. This is not phobias, necessarily, but just emotional fears. Being taken advantage of. Being manipulated for the D's. Do not like that. I'm very quick to get on their bad side if you're going to be with somebody trying to take advantage of a D. They're the guys that are going to be looking for, don't trust people necessarily. Rejection, being bored, being unpopular. S's, loss of security, sudden changes. C's, criticism, okay, being wrong. Those are going to be greatest fears. And again, understanding these concepts about each other, understanding our relationships with each other will help us to be more effective in working together. Working together as a family unit in your own family, and then working together as a congregation in the body of Christ. All right, relating style. How do we relate to the different? So the D's, how do D's relate to the, or should they relate to the different styles? D's relating to D's need to be strong, but willing to bend. You need to be kind of work together. When relating to I's, be enthusiastic, complimentary. To S's, don't be forceful or speak down upon them. Be sweet. You can try and be sweet. C's, be prepared to be specific. Don't use generalities. C's want an explanation, but not a debate. They just want dot, 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 line by line. Here's how things work. So when D's are relating to these different attributes, these are the way they should go. And again, this is a lot of information. It will be on the internet, available on our website for download shortly, sometime tomorrow. morning, probably. That's as specific as I can give you. I'm trying here. All right, so here we are with the I's. When relating to D's, be serious. This is where my S and I gets in trouble when I'm trying to relate to D's. We need to be serious. Don't be silly or informal. With I's, be a good listener. Don't talk too much. S's, be sensitive. Be factual with the C's, okay? Are we picking up a pattern in our relationship and how we interwork? Okay. How many S's are out there? A few of us? Okay. We need to be confident and sure of self when talking to a D. A D doesn't have time for somebody who's going to beat around the bush. Be interested in an I, be kind with fellow S's, and be prepared to stress and have your proof ready whenever you're talking to a C. Somebody very close to me is a high C, and sometimes I got to be prepared with details when I'm talking to this individual. Okay, so we need to be ready. Who was he talking about? Okay. C's, when relating to D's, be relaxed. Don't be defensive. Okay. Be patient with the I's, be loving with the S's, and be precise and accurate with your fellow C's. Okay, you would expect that out of a C. Receptivity style. Again, talking with and interacting with D's. Sources of irritations for the D's, weaknesses, indecisiveness, laziness. Under pressure becomes very domineering, demanding, needs to back off. Seek peace and relax a little bit. The proverbial chill pill from time to time, okay? Eyes, source of irritations, disinterest, under pressure, become hyper, over-optimistic. Sure, we can jump over that 50-foot gulf. We can do it. Needs to listen, count the cost, control the emotions, all right? S's, pushiness, instability, inflexibility, anger are sources for irritations. Under pressure becomes subservient, insecure, fearful. Needs to be strong, courageous, challenging, and aggressive. C's, source of irritation, incompetence, disorganization. Under pressure become moody, critical, contemplative, needs to loosen up and communicate. Some of you are writing this stuff down. These are all different ways, again, in relating. You can see how these come into play when we're relating to one another, especially in large groups. How about evangelism style? How am I going as one individual, as this is my personality trait, how do I evangelize or talk to other people? Have you thought about that? And all the things we've mentioned before come into play. But this is interesting. When you're trying to win over a D or talk to a D, you're going to talk to them differently than you would if you're talking to anybody else, and vice versa with the rest of this stuff. So be strong with a D. Be enthusiastic with an I. With an S, be sweet. Again, a lot of the same kind of information we've seen. With a C, be prepared and specific with details. They're going to want to see book, chapter, and verse. With the I's and S's, you're going to be able to be using more stories and show relationship stuff. With C's and D's, you're going to need to be more factual with the information you're giving and use logical arguments. Well, in all cases, use logical arguments, but they're going to be more prone to wanting to hear those. Okay, I got to remember that's not, this isn't connected to that. So again, a lot of the same kind of stuff with the I as we looked at before, being serious, listening. With the S, confident, be interested in what the person is saying, be kind, but don't overdo it, because it gets kind of creepy when somebody's too kind. Has that happened to you before? Creeps a little bit when somebody's just, and I think, I don't know, but like even nowadays, when you try and open the door for somebody and be nice, people tend to believe it's a little creepy than just accept that it's kind of nice. Anybody get that? I'm generally a nice guy, and I try and be nice to people. But apparently I'm creeping on people when I'm trying to be nice. That's my S coming out. That's all right. And when trying to be ready for questions when you're talking with a C. C's need to be again with a lot of this has the same that as we looked at earlier in relating to these people. But be relaxed with the I. Be patient and let the person talk, because they will talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. How many of you have tried to study with somebody, end up talking about their personal history more than you end up talking about the Bible? Because you're dealing with an I or an S, okay? And you got to be patient and allow that stuff to kind of... So the next time you go and study with them, they've told you their back history, and so now you can actually get to the Bible study. Does that make sense? So that's kind of how you have to deal with that individual. Be sincere with the S, and be precise and accurate again with the C. I told you this, we're going to talk about parenting, handling being parents with different personality styles. Parents who are handling pressure and stress, D parents under pressure become determined, decisive, driving. D parents are also, they get irritated when their children are being overly silly or insecure. And D parents need to think before acting, meet demands with clear answers. Okay, so these are some concepts to think about. If this is your personality type, and you are a parent, these are some things you need to be thinking about when you're talking with your children. It probably wouldn't be good, guys, to hold up the sheet and say, "Remember what they said?" That probably wouldn't help. But you can try. You can say, "Josh said I should try that." That still won't help at all. I parents become wordy, talks a lot. The lecturer. Do you remember the lectures as a child? When is the hurting going to stop? My dad, we would ask dad a question, and we got to the point where we'd tell him, "Dad, we want the short answer. Okay, we want the short answer." Because he would give you more information than you wanted. So again, a lot of the same kind of sources of irritation. The I parent needs to listen, count the cost, control the emotions with parenting as an I. S parents need to become silent, loyal. Sources of irritation are aggression. S parents need to be spontaneous and active when thinking about, because it's hard for them to change necessarily. The S parent their answer is going to be, "Well, maybe, we'll see," which means no, right? Right, guys? "We'll see" is you know, another word for no. With the S parent, especially the S parent. And C becomes picky and critical, with their standards, incomplete reports, careless mistakes with homework, illogical responses. Parents need to improve people skills and be enthusiastic, positive, caring, sensitive, and decisive. Okay, C parenting. And again, just because you're a C, it does not mean you are making these mistakes. These are things you need to be watching out for. Okay, these are things we need to be aware of, that if we fall back and don't pay attention, these can be our go-to parenting styles if we're not careful. Parenting D children. From early age, they look for jobs to do to win the praise of their parents. They have the highest energy level of all temperaments. Some of you may know that. Parents should affirm them for their achievements, be their cheerleader, teach them the value of honesty over manipulation or winning at all cost. So y'all seeing some, how many of you have D children or raised D children? Okay, so these are things we need to be watching out for with our high D children. Eyes, this is the happy-go-lucky, life of the party kind of child. You would have guessed that, I imagine. They dislike routine and boring people, criticism or details or lofty goals. With this child, we need to teach discipline without wiping out their joyful spirit. I mean, there's a balance there and helping them to maintain balance, because the eyes are going to be off the chart. If they're a high eye, they're going to be off the chart, you know, more about it, about fun rather than about discipline. So we need to be sure we balance that out and help them balance that out. S's. This is the easy child, apparently. the easiest child. That's what my mom and dad said. I was the easy child. Not really, just. By nature, they want to please others, and they want to, they can be picked on because, you know, they're going to take it and take it and take it and take it, but they will explode, so be careful. If you shake them, they will explode. They often have dry, low-key sense of humor. No surprise there. Parents should be sure to pay attention to this quiet child, help this low-motivated person find direction, and help expose them to new opportunities. All right. The C, they are serious, don't like to be played with. They desire order and organization. They're the ones that are going to be lining up their cars and organizing their cars. They're the ones that are going to be making checklists for the things they're going to do. They'll make a checklist and say, all right, I got to brush my teeth, mark that off. I got to go, you know, and so that's the C child. They're probably more neat and orderly than the other ones. And they need time by themselves. So just to decompress from all you other crazy people. So that's the C child. You can see handling them with patience. Give them a bedroom of their own. Sometimes give them some space if that's possible. And don't tell them just to cheer up and lighten up, because that's like, what does that mean? Okay, that's just foreign concept to them necessarily. That's not their go-to thing. Any questions or anything about that? Yes. Yes, that's exactly right. And that's really the overall reason why we're doing this. That's exactly right. This information, I am just rapid fire this stuff at you, okay? It's sort of like, you know, open the fire hose and just throwing information at you. But what this does, as you were saying, is it helps us to be aware of these different attributes in the congregation, in our own families, in the workplace, and allows us to start the dialogue. It allows us to open up conversation and say, oh, you know what? You may be this, and I may be this, and this may be what's happening. And start helps us to come to an agreement or understanding in these different areas. So that's very well said. And again, I'm just throwing information at you. As I was putting this together, I was thinking, how in the world are they going to be able to just grasp this as I go through it? But this is all stuff that I was talking about earlier. Yes, sir? Did y'all hear that comment? As far as trying to adapt ourselves to be a little bit of all of them instead of extreme on any one of these, I think having awareness of all of those helps. It's going to be really hard for some of us to work on some of those and be some of those. A really high C is going to be hard to be that high I. But if we can come to a balance and awareness of that. And it's interesting if we think about, we talk about Bible characters, and we can see a Paul being a D, Peter being an I, you know, the different aspects of these. But what was Christ? Think about how he interacted with people. Which one was he? He was all of them. He was all of them. He was able to relate. I mean, he could see into the hearts. You know, he was able to relate. He saw into the heart and communicated with the D's like the D's needed to be communicated. Woe to you, okay? He was able to communicate to them the way they needed to be. The woman at the well did not need the woe to you conversation that he gave to the Pharisees, did she? But she needed facts. She was probably a C. She needed the information. I know this, 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 and this about you. And the man you're with right now is not even your husband. Whoa. She needed that information. So that you see how Jesus was able to. And so you're right in that we need to be aware and maybe work on the areas where we're weak. And I am forced into a D position sometimes, and it's not pretty. But I work on it, okay? And when you're trying to be a D, when you're not a D, sometimes it comes off really weird. Like all of a sudden people are like, whoa, where'd that come from, Mr. Bossy Pants? And that, because that's normally not how I interact with people. And so it may be easier for me to be a D around people that don't know me. So that's why if I had a job and I was a D at work, but I came home and I was like, oh, I can stop being a D now. I can relax and be whatever I am. So does that make sense? That's why, again, why I asked you when you were taking this to think about home. Because at work, you may have to wear a different mask than what you really are. But we can work on these different attributes and at least come to, as we were saying earlier, come to an understanding of the different personality styles so that we can work more effectively together. And so, again, with parenting that relationship, understanding where our children are is very, very helpful in raising them and understanding where they're coming from. How about edifying? If we're going to edify one another, build each other up, if you're going to edify a D, you need to support their goals and objectives. Those things that are important to them, those are the things you're going to be supporting it when you're edifying and building up a D. So if a D is down, you can help them with a life goal. If you can help them with something, that's the way you're going to be able to edify a D. But be competent and efficient in doing those things. Edifying an I, support their opinions and ideas, them as a person. Be interested in them. Be interested in who they are. Helps to edify the eyes. Can y'all read that, by the way? Is that big enough? Okay. I went away from color because I have issues with them. S's, support their feelings, show personal interest, be warm and sincere when you're talking with them. You know, that's the way that's going to help to edify the S's in what they're doing. And then the C's, support their organized, thoughtful approach, be thorough and well prepared when you're helping to edify the C. And again, this comes into huge aspect in us working together and edifying one another. So if somebody's hurting, if a D is hurting, I might go and help them achieve something they need to get achieved, that they're hurting too bad to get it done. An S, you need to go and be with them, help them process their feelings. A C, again, maybe task-oriented, the way you're going to edify a C. So understanding this would help us when we go up to somebody and they say, I'm struggling with this. And if we know that they're probably more task-oriented and more on that side of things, then that's the way I can approach them. All right, then let's go do this together. Let's get this done. Let's alleviate some of the things off your list of things to do, okay? If you're talking to an S or an I, and you know they're struggling, let's sit down and talk about it. Let's have a cup of coffee and let them emote, okay? Do you see what I'm saying? So these are different ways we can help edify and build each other up and help each other through different struggles. All right, perfect. I got through this faster than I thought I was. What do I do with this information? What are we going to do with this information? Now that we have it, we've kind of hinted at these things, but one, we need to use it to better understand yourself and how to interact with others, because you're not going to change everybody else. When I was in Paraguay, I thought I was going to set that country in order as to how they should drive. I did not succeed, okay? Did not succeed. But I changed and started driving like them. That's why I don't have the Church of Christ bumper sticker on my car. So use it better to understand yourself, because you're only going to change yourself. You're not going to change the whole world, okay? But you can change yourself and you don't interact with each other. Use it to understand and edify your family members. We can use it to edify one another. Use it to be more effective member of the body of Christ, relationship-wise, and using our talents effectively. My talent and helping, if I know where a C or D is, I can help them get plugged in and what's appropriate for them, for their talent. But being aware of that, being more effective as a body. Use it in the workplace or school to facilitate communication and relationships. We become people who are aware of these things, and we become people who can help in relationships, who can help with communication. Blessed are the peacemakers. And so we can become those kind of people in our workplace, in school, with our friends, in other relationships. Don't use it as an excuse for bad habits, poor attitudes, or rude behavior. Well, I'm just an S, and that's how I am. I'm not going to be organized. That's not an excuse for poor organization. I've tried to use it. It doesn't work. That is not an excuse. Be aware of your limitations and where your difficulties are, and improve on them. As I said, there's the good side of all of these and the bad side of all of these. We need to improve and do better. Don't use it as an excuse. Well, I'm a D, and I'm going to be this way, and you just need to get over it. That is not the appropriate response to this information. Now that we have the information, and now that we are aware of this, we need to be able to use it in an effective way, again, to help build the body up, to edify one another and build each other up, not for the tearing down of the body. And again, every single part has a part to play. You have a part to play. There's a reason you're here. God put you here for a reason. And you need to find it and do the best you can with that. Any questions? Thoughts? Yes, that's exactly right. Understanding where we are gives us a starting place. And again, as we looked at, as you look at Bible lists of like 1 Peter 1:13 and lists of attributes you're supposed to have, and you see those and you go, yes, yes, no, not so much. I can improve on this one. Here's a starting place. How does a D improve on these different things? Does that make sense? How do I, as an I, where do I need to be working? I might be great on the relational side of things, but as far as the other side of things, I need to work on these. And so this gives us, again, a starting place for these different attributes. Good comment. Any other questions? Shout-outs? Okay. All right. Let's close with a prayer. And again, this will be available on the website tomorrow for you to be able to look at and use tomorrow morning sometime. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are extremely blessed to be a part of your body, to have a place to work, to know that in all these things that we do, we glorify you. Father, help us to apply these things in relationship to each other, in relationship to being more effective in your service, Father. We are so blessed to know that you know us so intimately and know us so well and have placed us in your body just as you would have us. It is in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.